verses today together.
以赛亚书四十章二十八到三十一节，以及使徒行传一章八节。
So it's in Book of Isaiah, chapter 28, chapter 40, verses 28 to 31, and Book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 8.
好，我们一起。
So let's read together the language of the choice. Let's arise and read.
如果你方便起立的话，好，预备，请。
Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will not run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in the old Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Please be seated. So I believe everybody probably owns several keys. So every key is important.
I often see many people dropping the Bible, dropping their bags, dropping their bags.教会里面，但是如果有人掉钥匙的话，一定马上跑回来。
So I saw many people left their purse, their Bible in the church, but whoever left their key, they always came back right away.
我相信有人有这样经验，一定有同感。你被锁在门外啊，或者是锁在车外的感觉，在那里，不管你有多紧急，不管你是不是车子的主人，不管你是房子的主人，你就是进不去那一种的无奈。
So if you got locked out from your car, from your house, you feel so helpless.
没有钥匙实在是很无可奈何了。如果你找不到钥匙的话
，So without key, there's no way to live.
所以我听说有人每天找车钥匙的时间比他开车的时间还长。
Some looking for their key for a long time than their time for driving.
是非常的挫折吧。
So it's frustrated.
我们教会今年的主题是灵命复苏。
The theme for our church this year is spiritual revival.
那我想假设我们有一把钥匙可以启动这个灵命复苏的，我相信那就是重新得力。
The key is to renew our strength.
不管我们多么需要灵命复苏，对我们多么有需要，不管我们花再大的努力，如果我们没有这把钥匙，我们还是打不开的。
No matter how hard we try, without the key, we cannot open the door.
我们也是无可奈何的，因为这把钥匙实在太重要了。
Because it's so important, so we need the key.
我们回想过去弟兄姐妹辛苦在这边同心服事，中心管理神的家。
So reflecting the past, brothers and sisters served in unity to be good.
走到今天三十多年了。
So more than 30 years now.
有人三十多年前就来了。
Some came to this church longer than 30 years.
有人在二十几年前就来了。
Some 20 some years.Some 10 years.
有人才来三个月。
Some are here less than 3 months.
但是不管如何，我们必须承认神恩待我们，把我们带来这里，一起来建造他荣耀的教会。
So grace be our Lord, give us this opportunity to be here.
我们也有一个知道神在赐福我们，因为他有一个使命，让我们教会在这里可以来承担。
So God bless us to give us a mission here.
从来没有一个城市在美国。可以在短短几年当中有这么大的华人的增长。
So this is the city that has tremendous growth in Chinese population.
那神让我们在这里建立他的荣耀教会，让我们看见整个社区有多少人他们还没有听过福音。
So God gave us the opportunity that there are so many people here still do not know the gospel.
但是我们看看我们今天的光景如何呢
？But what about our current situation?
我们知道我们的使命这么样的艰巨，我们知道我们未来的潜力这样的大。但是我们目前好像也是一种疲乏无力的这种无奈感、无力感，是不是
？Despite the potentials, but we felt helpless.
许多人承认自己慢慢失去这种属灵的胃口，灵命渐渐低落。
So many admit losing appetite, spiritual growth deteriorating.
那服事呢也疲惫，没有动力。
And losing momentum to continue serving.
尽管我们弟兄姐妹还是仍然忠心， 但是却有一种莫名的无力感，于是教会就停滞不前了。
Despite still being loyal, a sense of powerlessness is prevailing, and our church is stagnant.
其实这种现象是可以理解的，因为这可以发生在任何的教会或是任何人的身上。
It's understandable this phenomenon can occur to anyone or any church.
而这种无力感呢，并不是因为来自体力上的无力感。
And the reason is not just physical.
我记得二十多年前在神学院里面啊，有一位同学，有一位同学很要好的朋友，他现在在某个啊神学院当教授。
I remember my classmate right now is a professor in the seminary.
那我们是很要好的朋友。有一天呢，他回家了，然后呢，他就很愁眉苦脸的。然后这个太太就问他怎么了。
So one day he came home and then looked so downcast, and his wife asked him why.
对，那天我刚好在他家里，然后呢，他就跟他讲说，哎呀，我这个毕业论文呢，一个字都写不出来，今天一个字都写不出来。
I happened to be, as he saw, he said, I couldn't write anything about my graduation thesis.
哦，他儿子一听到，从房间里面跑出来，拿了一支笔，画了一支笔看看啊。
So his son came out and said, "What about changing a pen?"
啊，他一个字都写不出来，换一支新的笔，试看看可不可以写出来啊。
So if you can't write your thesis, the reason is not about the pen.
那小孩很可爱，但是我们知道那不是根本的原因吧
？So that's not the reason.
无力感所造成的原因，其实主要有三方面。
There may be three reasons for such sense of powerlessness.
Yeah, 首先是来自个人的挫折
，the personal frustration.
啊，例如遭遇这些艰辛的环境啊，面对压力啊、苦难啊、生活忙碌、混乱啊，造成心灵的不安与烦躁等等。
Be a difficult situation, pressure, business in life, and stir up uneasiness and irritability.
或是第二种，来自他人的伤害。无论是外人啊、同事啊、朋友、家人，甚至同工之间，都有可能言语的重伤，而造成你没有力量再服侍下去。
Or harm from others, strangers, colleagues, friends, family, even church coworker. Hurtful comments prevent us from continue serving.
最后一种是来自上帝的管教。
Certainly, discipline from God.
因为神爱我们，他使我们遭遇一些难处，来叫我们成长，于是我们就处在。
God loves us and disciplined us through trials and tribulation for our growth. We can be in this stage of powerlessness.
所以为了摆脱这样的无力感呢，我们都需要灵命复苏。那灵命复苏呢，不是没有什么特效药我们可以吃了就复苏。我们需要开动、启动这把钥匙，就是重新得力。
To get out of it, we need spiritual revival from renewing our strength. No other panacea.So the key is to renew our strength.
那重新得力的理由呢？我们一起来读第啊以赛亚书四十章二十九到三十节。
So the reason to renew your strength. Let's read the verses again.
再读一次，预备，请。
It's the everlasting God, the creator of the earth to the end. He will not grow tired and weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumbles and fall.
尽管造成无力感是一个事实，每一个人也都会疲乏、困倦，甚至软弱跌倒。但是圣经却应许我们可以重新得力。
Despite the facts about sense of powerlessness that everyone can be weary and tired, stumble and fall, but Bible promises to renew our strength.
而我们也必须重新得力，因为这是神的心意。以下有三个理由告诉我们。
God means to renew our strength at least for three reasons.
第一个呢是神必不疲乏困倦。
First, God will not grow tired and weary.
也第二十八节告诉我们说，永在的神啊，永在的神耶和华创造地极的主，他怎么样？不疲乏也
不困倦。So verses 28, Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth.He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom.
许多人有一种错误的观念。
We all have a misconception.
以为上帝太忙了，全世界这么多人要照顾，所以你不要麻烦他老人家哈，能够自己做的就自己做，不要轻易的去打扰他。
That God is too busy to care for my own needs.
那有些人还天真以为说，哎，上帝创造天地，哇，很伟大。不过在创造天地完之后就休息睡觉了。 所以呢，我们唱歌或祷告的时候要大声一点来摇醒他。所以有一首歌叫《每一次我祷告，我摇动你的手》，把他摇醒，好像是这样子。
Some often think God has rested since He created heaven and earth, probably asleep. Our inspiration and prayers are to wake Him up. So there's a hymn: Every time I pray, I shake Your hands.
甚至德国哲学家尼采先生，他干脆大胆地宣告说：“上帝已死。”
Even German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche boldly claimed God is dead.
其实我很佩服尼采先生的勇气。
I admire his courage.
因为在当时基督教文明的时代当中，因为人们活不出上帝的见证，所以他能够挑战主流，说出这番话很不容易的。
He lived in the era of Christian civilization. It was not easy to challenge people not living a life witnessing for God.
但是尼采先生他希望表达的意思是说，上帝在当时已经无法成为人类社会道德标准与终极目的。
The purpose of Nietzsche was to criticize his people not living on God's moral standard and purpose.
可惜这句话呢，却造成后来许多无神论者的兴起。
Alas, God is not dead, turned into a rallying cry for atheists.
所以呢，结局是什么？人们在嘲讽，尼采已死，上帝却仍然活着。
The fact is, Nietzsche dead and God still alive.
所以我们的神不但不会死，甚至他连疲乏困倦都不会。
Our God never dies. He will not grow tired and weary.
那而且他的智慧，他的能力无穷无尽。这样的话，我们还有理由不去支取他那里支取能力吗
？So his understanding no one can fathom. So we need his support.
好，第二个理由是人会软弱无力。
Secondly, man will grow tired and weary.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必怎么样？全然跌倒。
So even youth will grow tired and weary, and the young man will stumble and fall.
除了我们知道神的大能、智慧无法测度，但是我们也必须要明白人是何等的渺小，何等的容易软弱、灰心丧志、不堪一击的。
Not only we can't fathom the understanding of God, we are also so trivial, prone to grow weary, discouraged, easily defeated.
其实人是很容易跌倒的。
It's so easy for men to stumble and fall.
圣经告诉我们说，倘若连那个最强壮的少年人或是 这个精英，他都会这个困乏、疲倦、然后呢会全然跌倒，那我们这些普通人更不用说了。
So even the youth will grow weary and tired. Then what about ordinary people like us?
当年以为永不沉沦的铁达尼号，不就是因为船长对自己过度自信吗
？So the Titanic was thought unthinkable because the overconfidence of the captain.
所以千万不要太高估自己，以为自己多么坚强，可以站立得住。
Don't be fooled yourself, thinking we are good enough.
当我们有这样的想法的时候，不管你信主多少年，不管你有受过多少的训练，当你有这样以为自己不会跌倒的时候，我告诉你，撒旦自然会找上你，让你跌倒。
If you were so overconfident, then Satan will come knocking you down.
那相反的呢，是当我们意识到自己是何等的软弱无力，这才会提醒我们需要时刻来到神面前重新得力。
When we understand we're so trivial, then we need to come to Him all the time.
最后一个是神能加赐加力量。
Certainly, God gives strength and power.
因为圣经说，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他怎么样？加力量。
He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
当我们知道神的全能无限和人的软弱有限，这个不是用来推卸自己当尽的责任了。
Once we realize God's power is without limit, and we are so limited in our weakness,
我们常以为说，哇，既然神这样的伟大，哇，那自己又那么样的无用，那干脆都让自己让神来做好了，我都不要做，免得越帮越忙，越搞越糟。
But understand the important fact about God gives strength to the weary, so it's not just to avoid our responsibility and let God do everything.
其实这段经节主要是在提醒我们要明白一个真理。
So it reminds about the fact.
那就是疲乏的他能够赐能力，软弱的他要加力量。
God gives strength to the weary and increases power of the weak.
这就是 让我们能够经历重新得力的一个保证跟应许。
So when we can experience some promise of assurance of reviewing our own strengths.
也许我们要问我们自己的是，你疲乏吗？
You may ask yourself, are you tired and weary?
你软弱吗？ Yeah. 我过去常常听到教会的一些主要同工来告诉我，他说，叶牧师，你不要看我表面上很坚强，事实上我里面遍体鳞伤啊，里面侍奉贫乏软弱，有时候真的是烧尽了，奔out了，烧尽了，很想要放弃的。
In the past, I heard leaders of the church admitting, despite our appearance of being strong and capable, actually he or she felt tired and weary, unable to continue, burned out, and almost giving up.
我真的是想要放弃，你不要觉得奇怪啊。
So it's no surprise I'm feeling giving up.
我就跟他讲说，我告诉你，其实一点都不奇怪。
I was not surprised at all.
因为连当年耶稣都会疲乏软弱，快要有走不下去的光景了。
Even Jesus was weary and tired at times.
他在那里，克西马尼园在那里祷告啊，软弱到一个地步，还要求父把这个苦杯挪去，但是不要照他的意思，要照天父的意思。他在那里挣扎，到汗流如同血滴这样滴下，然后只等到天使加添他力量，使他可以勇敢的面对这样的艰巨的任务与挑战。
At Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was so weary to the point of asking Father to take the cup from him, not according to his will, but Father's will. And he was sweating blood. God renewed his strength through angels for him to carry on the mission and challenge of being nailed to the cross and fulfill the plan of salvation.
所以假如神都会，耶稣连耶稣自己都会需要加添力量，有这样软弱的光景，那更何况是我们呢？
So even Jesus feel weary, when what about ordinary people like us?
所以当你面对一个软弱、疲乏、无力的时候，那个不是借口，那正是你要来到神面前来经历他能够施加力量的时候了。
So when you feel weary, so it's time for you to come before God to ask him to renew your strength.
所以在今天，无论你遭遇你生命中如何的低谷，你如何的软弱无力，这个时候你就要来到他面前来经历神对你说他要加添力量给你的应许了。
So regardless how low you have sunken, how weary or tired you are, God promised to renew your strength.
第二方面呢，我们要来思考的是，我们要如何来得着力量。
Secondly, it's about the message to renew your strength.
如何能够重新得力呢？
So how can we renew our strength?
我们一起来读第三十一节上半节。
So let's read the verses 31 first part.
然后使徒行传一章八节，预备，请。
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
好，这里有一个很重要的一个一个词出现，就是要等候耶和华。
So there's an important thing, wait on the Lord.
有三方面的等候我们要来思考。第一个是专心的等候。
The first one is hope in the Lord devotedly.
这里讲说，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，并不是每个人都能够重新得力，而是只有那些那等候耶和华的。
But those who hope for the Lord will renew their strength, not those who hope and wait for the Lord. Not everyone will renew their strength.
所以重新得力的秘诀就是要等候神，而不是仰望人。
So it's not about men.
那什么是等候呢？
So what about wait?
我想以前很多人都有这个经验，谈恋爱的时候，我们不见不散啊。
So when you're in love, you said you want to meet all the time.
一个小时过了，两个小时过了。你还在等吗？三个小时，有人真的是等了一天，八个小时。
You may wait for your date for over hours and hours, even more than 8 hours.
最后还是放弃了。
Eventually gave up.
虽然曾经讲过不见不散。
So even say so until death do us apart.
你有等过公车的经验吗？
Do you have experience waiting for bus to come?
明明公车这个时候要到了，哎呀，怎么没有来啊？你又很急啊。
It was supposed to come, and how come the bus still not here?
我女儿有一次在等校车。结果他很早就起来，他都已经习惯很早起来，都要提前十分钟去等。
So my daughter was waiting for school bus 10 minutes before the schedule.
结果呢， 等了一个多小时，过了一个多小时还在那里等。我说，哎，怎么还没走？还在等。
She waited for more than an hour, but the bus never showed up.
那 bus 不可能先走的，因为他都提前到，他都提前去等，所以不可能走。结果原来车子坏了，也这个 bus 坏了，也没有通知他，他就在那里干等干等啊。
There's no way for her to miss the bus since she was there ahead of the schedule, but the bus broke down and no one informed her.
那我们都有这样的经验，那种的空等待，但是这个不一定会出现的公车或是男女朋友，但是自己却一点把握都没有。
So we all have the experience waiting and not sure about what to happen, what to expect.
等候神是不是也这样？好像神就不回应啊，然后呢，你也一点把握都没有，是不是这样子呢？不是的。
So waiting for God is so different.
啊，这个等候呢，这英文是这样翻译，是希望把希望放在主的身上。
So we just put our hope in God.
因为当你把希望寄托在人的身上的时候，你会失望的更深。
So it's not about men, because men for sure will disappoint.
因为我们知道人并不可靠的。
Because no men are reliable.
我们只要看人，我告诉你就会跌倒。
If you depend on men, you will stumble and fall.
然而，假如我们真是以专心的一个警醒的一个态度来等候，把希望交托给神，那神就不会让我们白等待，叫我们失望的。
So if we wait in the Lord attentively, God will not disappoint.
当年耶稣带着门徒还到客西马尼园在那祷告，对他们说：“他说我心里甚是忧伤。”几乎要死，你们在这里等候警醒。
When Jesus prayed in Gethsemane with disciples, he said, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch."
所以耶稣的意思叫他们在等待，不是叫他们在那白白等他等耶稣在那祷告，而是叫他们也在这里祷告警醒啊。
It's not idle just to kill time, but pray earnestly and keep watch.
另外，在马太福音二十五章那里讲到，他说十个童女在那等待等候新郎的这个比喻，提到五个愚拙的跟五个聪明的童女之间的差别。
So in Matthew chapter 24, a parable of 10 virgins to meet the bridegroom. Five were foolish, five were wise.
它的差别并不是有身上手上有没有油灯的，五个有个没有这个差别，而是在于结论。耶稣的结论是说，你不是去预备油灯啊，好像那个人，他是讲到说什么，在马太福音二十五章十三节这样说，我们一起来读。
So let's read Matthew chapter 25, verses 13.
预备，请。
Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the days or the hour.
所以耶稣所强调的，其实是不是你有没有专心一意的这种谨慎的态度来等候神？
So the emphasis is about preparation, be attentive, keep watch.
今天我们常常等候神也是这种敷衍的方式，根本就是有也好，没有也无所谓。
So sometimes we're not attentive enough waiting for God.
这不是神所期待的。
So this is not what God expects of us.
第二种是要信心的等候。
Secondly, hope in the Lord faithfully.
因为这里讲说，但等候耶和华的必重新得力。
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
他不是说可能啊，或许，说不定会重新得力。
It's not perhaps, probable or likely.
啊，凡是用信心去接受神的应许，那我们的等候就值得了。
Have faith in God's promise. It is worth the wait.
圣经记载的当年使徒时代教会复兴之前，这些使徒们弟兄姐妹们在那等候祷告，是用信心去等候上帝，去等待应许的。
In Book of Acts, before church revival, apostles waited and prayed faithfully.
所以在使徒行传一章四节那里，他们耶稣他们和这些他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我所说过的。
Jesus, being assembled together with them, command that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard me speaking about.
那到了第八节又继续说了，他说：“但圣灵降临你们，在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。”
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极，做我的见证。
You will be my witness in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
所以当时门徒们在那聚集，在那祷告，是从马可楼开始。
The first apostle gathered at Mark's house to pray.
这些门徒包括耶稣的母亲啊，然后他们就开始在祷告，在那等候啊圣灵。从一百二十个人开始，后来他们的祷告竟然可以改变整个世界。
So including Jesus' mother waiting for the Holy Spirit to come upon them, it started with 120 people praying, and they changed the world.
这就是因为他们那坚定的信心在那里等候。
Because they were steadfast in faith, firmly believed Jesus' command.
他们相信耶稣要他们等候的吩咐是真实的。
Firmly believed Jesus' command to wait.
尤其我们看见彼得，他过去是何等的软弱。同时我们看见他一这么样的爱说大话，耶稣被抓的时候他的软弱不敢认主，耶稣被钉十字架的时候他还羞愧的跑去打鱼，你说这样的人有什么出息啊？
So especially Peter, he was weak and boastful, denied Jesus during the arrest. After Jesus was crucified, he fled to fish again, simply good for nothing.
但是当他被主得着之后，他以信心等候圣灵降临，果然得到能力降下的时候，神迹奇事不断，教会大大复兴，每次布道会总是几千人信主，神将得救的人数天天加给他们。
But Jesus restored to him after resurrection, and he waited faithfully for Holy Spirit to come. He was renewed with strength, performed many miracles, revived the church, led thousands to the Lord, and numbers were added to apostles daily.
那我们来想看，假如彼得当时没有信心，他觉得祷告等会浪费时间啊，门徒现在应该赶快抓紧时间去传福音，把握机会去服事才对啊。如果他有这样想法，他就不可能经历到神的大能，他们就不能够经历重新得力，就能不能够经历教会复兴了。
Had Peter not in faith, thinking prayer were just a waste of time, instead he should have served first and spread the gospel when opportunity presented itself, then he probably would not experience the power from God and would not be renewed in strength, and the church will not be revived.
最后一个等候是要耐心等候。
Lastly, hope in the Lord patiently.
耐心等候就能够重新得力，也就是从神得力。
To wait patiently to renew strength from God.
圣经告诉我们说，得力乃在乎平静安稳，就是不慌不乱，不急不躁，耐心等候。
Strength is about serenity, uneven keeled, not rushing or irritable, waiting patiently.
大卫有亲身的体验、体会，他这样说：“他说我曾耐心等候耶和华，他垂听我的呼求。”
David.Personally experienced it. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry.
这是大卫耐心等候从神得力的秘诀。
This is the secret for David to wait patiently for God's strength.
保罗他也有这样子的一个经历。他说：“但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必什么？
忍耐等候。
忍耐等候。”
Paul also said, "But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently."
对，耶稣的弟弟雅各，他也这样说。他说：“弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐等候主来。看啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的土壤，只等到秋雨春雨。”
Brother of Jesus James also mentioned, "Be patient, then, brothers." Until the Lord's coming, see how the farmer wait for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains.
我们看见忍耐等候的重要。
How important is patience?
这些都是提醒我们要以祷告的心，耐心等候神的时候来到。
These verses all reminded us to pray and wait patiently for God's timing.
所以今天神若要复兴我们。我们需要耐心来等候主，只等到他赐下能力。
In the same token, we need to wait patiently for God to give us power and revive us.
最后，我们可以经历到重新得力的结果。
So lastly, the result of renewed strength.
结果是什么呢？三十一节下半节这样说，我们一起来读好不好
？So verses 31, they will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
好，有三方面的结果。第一个呢是如鹰展翅上腾。
Firstly, we will soar on wings like eagles.
好，这里告诉我们说，原来我们可以成为展翅上腾的老鹰，而不是那个眼光狭隘的小鸡啊。
We can be like eagle, not just chick.
虽然我们过去的挫折使我们像小鸡一样被限制住了。我们不能够翱翔天空，我们只能看见眼前那些东西，跟他的伙伴同伴来抢来抢去，口中只满足于口中的小食物，在那啄啄啄，眼光只局限在有限的这个空间范围里面。
Even with past setback, feeling like chick, unable to soar, limited to present, living day to day, just to eat and survive.
然后过一天算一天的生活。
So living from hand to mouth.
但是重新得力的老鹰就不一样了，他。不会活在一个胆小、自卑、自怜的生活，就算遇到难处，他也能够有一个超然的眼光来看见前面的希望。
But we can be renewed like eagles, no longer belittle ourselves in self-pity and lack of self-confidence, but looking forward to hope, overcoming and soared on wings.
你看那个老鹰哈，有时候它老鹰不是都是在天上飞的，有时候它下来哈，这个跟那小鸡一样哈，在那里啊抢食物。可是有人跟他抢的时候，他算了，他就飞走了，他就去继续找其他猎物。
So eagle can soar whatever he prefers.
可是小鸡不一样，我就是过不了那一关啊，就卡在那里啊，我只要抢抢抢抢抢抢。我们有时候真是像小鸡一样，是不是嘛
？But chick just limited on the ground.
我们是鹰，要提醒自己，我们是鹰，不是小鸡。
So we should remind ourselves we can be like eagle, not just a chick.
Yeah, 我们可以展翅上腾的，假如你能够重新得力的话，你不要再犹豫了。
So don't hesitate.
你展翅上腾不是让你远走高飞去逃避你的责任啊。
It's not to run away from your responsibility.
而是你要起来接受挑战，来迎接更美好的未来。
But face challenge for better future.
第二个呢，我们的结果是奔跑，却不什么
？Secondly, run but not grow weary.
以速度来讲。飞当然最快的，但是如果你飞不起来，用跑的也总比用走的还快吧。
Speed wise, if you can't fly, then running is still faster than walking.
那就算用跑的，奔跑不困倦呢？因为你得到能力之后，你可以奔跑不困倦。
Once you're renewed in strength, you will run not grow weary.
我们必须明白一件事情：当你得到能力的时候，你不一定都在飞。
We should understand strength does not necessarily mean ability to fly.
因为神的心意并不希望我们永远都在那里飞翔啊，在那里高处飞翔。神有时候让我们奔跑。
God can let us fly or run to serve Him.
这可能说明我们的侍奉或是我们人生旅程，有些时候你的脚步、你的速度需要慢下来。
Sometimes we need to slow down to wait for others.
为什么要慢下来呢？是因为我们。要有其他的同伴，或是其他比较慢的人，你要去等待他们的。
We need to work together to wait for the people maybe a little bit slower.
呀，可以确定的是，当你重新得力，你奔跑也绝对不会困倦。
But for sure, with renewed strength, you will run not grow weary.
那最后一个呢？是行走却不什么？疲乏。
Lastly, walk not be faint.
在你重新得力之后，就算你没有办法展翅飞翔，也不能奔跑，只能行走。但是你依然可以经历行走必不疲乏。
Sometimes after renewed strength, even if you cannot soar or run, but just walk, you can walk not be faint.
保罗他过去有一段的时间非常的沮丧。
Paul has experienced depression in certain period of life.
因为他过去虽然曾经逼迫基督徒，可是当他在前往大马色的途中遇见主之后，他的生命改变，愿意成为一个热心服侍主的人了。
He was persecuting Christian, but once he met Jesus on the way to Damascus, his life was changed to be servants of the Lord.
可是他的热心却没有被当时耶路撒冷教会的弟兄姐妹所接纳，却被他们排挤。
Initially, he was not accepted by apostles in Jerusalem, cast aside, rejected.
他可能遭遇很多的困难，然而我相信他没有被这些的挫折把自己封闭起来， 而是他到大树那里去，在那里祷告主，等候神的时间，只等到巴拿巴把他找到为止。
Despite the difficulty, I believe he did not isolate himself, and he went to Tarsus, prayed and waited for God's timing until Barnabas came looking for him.
后来他出去旅行布道，经历了许多的艰苦。有一次，他来到腓立比，被关在监狱里面，被打得半死。
So he traveled and evangelized together. He experienced many hardships. Once was whipped in jail in Philippi.
结果他在监狱里面并没有在那里埋怨，他反而三更半夜在那里祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
He did not complain, but prayed and sang praise to God at midnight.
因为保罗知道从神那里重新得力的秘诀。
Paul knew the secret of renewed strength.
他不是得到体力上的休息啊，恢复啊，在那时候啊，睡，赶快睡觉啊，什么都不用管，不要想了啊，赶快哦，他在呻吟啊，这里痛啊，啊，那里痛啊，他在那里唱诗、祷告，在那里等候神。
It was not just physically resting, but also praying and waiting to derive power from God.
所以，当你是身体全身不舒服的时候，你也可以祷告啊，不是吗
？So when you suffer, you can pray.
身体上你觉得哎呀我多休息就好，我告诉你，你也可以重新得力啊。
So it's not just physical or resting. You can renew your strength by praying.
那我们看见保罗重新得力，他等候祷告从神得力之后，哇，他不一样了，如鹰展翅上腾，奔跑不困倦，行走不疲乏。他成为外邦的使徒，将福音广传到欧洲，成为神所重用的仆人，影响许多世代，直到今天。
Once renewed, he would soar on wings like eagle, run, not grow weary, walk, not be tired. He became apostle to Gentile, spread gospel to Europe. He became vital servant to God and influenced many generations to come.
同样的，我们今天思考，不管我们今天所遭遇的任何困境，你如何被人排挤、不被接纳，甚至软弱无力，你仍然可以像保罗一样重新经历那种重新得力的喜乐。
Regardless of circumstances, being rejected, cast aside, feeling hopelessness, you can be like Paul to renew strength and be rejoiced.
我过去也有类似的经历，软弱啊，无力，走不下去的光景。
I have experienced powerlessness, unable to move forward.
你们可能不敢想象，我把车开到殡仪馆去，我在那祷告，上帝，你把我取走，我的性命算了。
I sometimes even drove to the morgue and asked God to take my life.
你说我连前面的道路我都走不下去了，更别说要展翅飞翔，要啊快跑跟随主的动力了。
So I never mind soaring or running after God.
但是我感谢神，因为有人帮助我，让我可以重新在神的里面重新经历神的大能。
Thank God someone helped me to renew my strength.
以至于今天我仍然可以站在神的面前，可以继续侍奉他。
So that I can still be here and serve him.
有一次有人把这个刘同牧师的这个讲道录音带给我，在我在很低谷的时候，我被眺望起来，火再次的燃烧了，重新得力了。
So some gave me a wonderful sermon, rekindled my fire.
我们都需要重新得力，我们都会面对软弱的过程。
We all stumble and fall. We all need to be renewed.
但我们要来思想一下，今天我们教会真正需要的是什么
？So what our church really need today?
神把我们带来在这里，我们都知道我们期待什么？我们教会复兴啊
！So God put us here. We all want our church revived.
但是教会要怎么复兴
？So how can church be revived?
很多人就是说，哎呀，教会是复兴，只要我们找到一位这个能干的牧师就行了。
It's not about a capable pastor.
就可以达到了啊，那牧师来带领我们啊就行了。
So it's not up to the pastor's leadership only.
所以呢，他们当很多教会呢找到牧师来之后，哇，他们就松了一口气，然后弟兄姐妹都不动了，然后牧师就动得非常的这个厉害啊，弄得最后呢遍体鳞伤啊，就又离开了。
So sometimes pastor tried to leave, but nobody followed. So eventually, pastor left.
所以那个教会就认为说啊，教会不能复兴，都是那个牧师，哈哈。
And they blame it on the pastor.
所以他们就在找另外一个教会的牧师来啊，来带。 那相同的方式，所以教会一直在换牧师，一直在换牧师，结果也没有复兴起来，不是吗？
So keep on searching for pastor, just the same cycle.
那有些人认为说啊，教会复兴是那些同工，我们要靠优秀的同工啊，我们就是没有像那个 Jerry 这种跑回去台湾的不对，我们要像他这么优秀的，要在我们教会又复兴了。
So it's not only up to coworker rallying and promoting.
但是真的是如此吗？
Is that really so?
我觉得最重要的是让每一个人都能够得到灵命的复苏，都能够重新得力。
Everyone,
这样才教会才能够复兴的。
Everyone needs spiritual revival and renewed strength.
因为我们都需要能够经历如鹰展翅上腾，奔跑不困倦，行走不疲乏，我们都希望达到这样的光景。
We all want to soar on wings like eagles, run and not grow weary, walk not.
你要想看看，撒旦每天用尽绞尽脑汁，就是要来拆毁教会。
Satan is attacking church all the time.
就是让我们软弱，就是让我们无力，就让我们走不下去。
Make us weak, stumble, and fall.
我们唯一的启动的钥匙，就是我们要重新得力。
The only key is to renew our strength.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
不要再浪费我们的时间。
Don't waste our own time.
我们每一个人的时间都有限。
Where time on earth are all limited.
帮助我们能够来好好的等候祷告。
Help us to pray patiently.
把我们的唯一的盼望建立在神自己身上，因为除他以外别无拯救，并且除他以外别无得力之源。
So put our hope in God because He's the only power. He's the only source of salvation.
让我们渴慕重新得力，如鹰展翅上腾。让我们一起来经历奔跑不困倦、行走不疲乏的丰盛人生，好不好？
Let's all soar like eagles, run but not weary.
不但我们个人可以得到复兴，我相信我们全教会也能够得到复兴的。
So not only personal revival, our church will be revived.
让我们这成为我们的共同心愿。
Let's be our common goal for the future.
我们一起来唱这首歌，成我们的就叫如鹰展翅上腾。
So let's all sing the song in response to the sermon.
重担脱去一切缠累，恢复神造。